Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a little piece of information I want to read to you because I'll tell you what, this is pretty cool stuff, and you need to hear it. This is the current lifestyle of my guests today, Peggy and Leo, and here's what they wrote. It's very short, it's very succinct, and it gives you a great insight as to the life that they're currently leading. They say, we stay up late, we sleep in late, we don't deal with rush hour traffic, we don't report to a boss. We are able to pursue things that we love to do. Spend more time in places like church, traveling, education, reading, spending time with family and friends. Keep learning new things about real estate. And I'll tell you what, if that's the kind of lifestyle you want to get to, then what you need to do is sit back for the next hour and listen to the wisdom that comes from Leo and Peggy, because they're going to tell you how they got to where they're at. And I'll be the first one to tell you, they didn't immediately start there. They had to make some changes in their life. And we're going to get into that information today. So with no further ado, let me bring on Peggy and Leo. Are y'all out there?
We are, Al. Thanks for inviting us on your show. We appreciate it.
We're honored to be here.
Man, it's an honor for me to have you guys here because, I mean, well, let's just get right into it because you've got a very interesting backstory, and I think there are people out there that need to hear your story, because once they hear your story, it's going to resonate with some of them. So take me back to the days when you guys were working very hard in your respective lines of work, and tell me about what you guys were doing for employment, and more importantly, what were you doing for retirement?
Well, I came from a management and sales and banking background, but the banking background was most of my career. It was the last 17 years of my career. And, you know, I hate to admit this, but I didn't think much about retirement. I was too busy working, and I was putting in long hours and staying late evenings, sometimes working on Friday nights just to hold down my job. And it was in a day, which I know is still going on and probably always will, where people were getting laid off. So the ones that were left at work were covering their job, and then the ones that had been laid off. So it was pretty crazy. So we really weren't thinking retirement. Leo, what's your take on it?
I just remember Sunday nights were always depressing, thinking about Monday, having to go into a sales meeting, and then, you know, and all our agenda had to be written out, and it was just always the most depressing thing on Saturday night after, you know, or Sunday night. It was just, I thought, God, I'm so glad to be out of that situation. You know, it was just kind of depressing. And all of that, it's, you know, it really, there wasn't much of a future. I didn't feel like, oh, we'd save money in our 401s and stuff and built up money and, It was a situation that we had some money saved, but you know what? It really, we would spend it too quick if we just pulled it out and started living on it. It wasn't enough to really retire. We needed to create cash flow, and we needed to find something to invest in that goes up in value, not down like the stock market. Which, I mean, I shouldn't say there's things in the stock market that go up, but it just was. It's very, very. Real estate is much more quantifiable, and it's always done better in the past by going consistently going up. There's a lot of advantages to real estate, and especially the way Lifestyles Unlimited does it, with being, you know, well-known in town and being well-known with the brokers. And Lifestyles knows how to buy undervalued properties at the right price. They know how to train the lead investors and the passive investors. There's tax advantages to Lifestyles with depreciation and then trade up in value and sales of your property and when you're involved in exchanges. And also, it's just you have cash flow going your way. It's more consistent. And with Lifestyles, the way we've done it with being passive investors, we've gone along and Lifestyles has trained, you know, how the lead investors how to either lead and manage on their own or else go to management companies and hire them. And so it takes the management issue out of the situation. That passive investing was just really something that caught our eye. It's a deal that we're just glad to be. We're blessed. We're glad to be where we are. I'll never forget. I remember after we did these stock options where we would buy the stock and then we'd originate the call or the put, and we made income off that, but we had to keep investing and owning these stocks. Well, some of these stocks were foreign stocks that ended up having tariffs put on them. And according to the plan, we weren't supposed to sell them, and the values kept going down. And finally, we got out of that. And so by the grace of God, we'd heard about Lifestyles. And I know when I went up there to the two-day, it made sense to me. And then Peggy finally came along with it. And it's just been a blessing because I'll never forget. We stopped and on the options, and one day I said, you know what, we need to say a prayer that we can find something that will make us money and be more consistent and something. And it wasn't but about a month or two later, and I couldn't believe it. We were in Lifestyles in the two-day, and I just said, you know, I think that's some answered prayer at this point. At least it seems like it. And now that we're 6 years down the road, it is an answered prayer. I'm like, oh, I feel so blessed. You know, anyways, we're fortunate. And to me, life's good, you know.
Man, I'll tell you what.
I was very skeptical. I'm sorry, Leo. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay, guys. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial. And when we come back from it, we're going to unpack everything that Leo talked about. And we're going to get into your skepticism, Peggy. Stick around.
Okay.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. On today's show, I've got Peggy and Leo on the show with me, and I'll tell you what, they're just a lot of fun to hang out with. They're a lot of fun to, you know, share information with, and they just have really unique personalities that my unique personality meshes well with. So I'm having a great time. I hope you guys are having a great time.
Oh, absolutely. You're a barrel of fun.
All right.
You're a hoot.
Yeah, the check's in the mail. So anyway, as we were talking about in the first segment, Leo was just kind of giving us just a, well, I don't know of a better way to put it, but he was giving us a one over the world of his experience when he and Peggy decided about 6 years ago to come to Lifestyles Unlimited and take a look at what we had to offer. And clearly, Leo was sold. But Peggy, she had a little bit of that skepticism in her. She wasn't 100% sure that, you know, this particular organization could do the things that they wanted to achieve in their lifestyle, and was kind of putting the brakes on it. So tell me about what that was like. I mean, walking through the doors. First of all, which one of you guys found Lifestyles Unlimited?
So Leo found it, and as we were trading stock options and the recession hit and our net worth was going down, he said, you know, I think we probably need to get over and meet with Dale Walmsley and see what they have to offer. And so I said, okay, you know, no problem. And so we went to the presentation, and we went to the, gosh, just packed full of information, 16-hour training with David Fisher. And he's also a blast. He makes the training a lot of fun. And I just, between investing in training to trade options, and we've been in some multi-level marketing programs, I just thought, oh, gosh, here we go again. You know, we're going to pay for the membership, and I'm just not real sure if this is going to work out real well for us. But, oh, my God, Leo was on fire. And the reason he was, Leo had had some experience with real estate, and he knew that it was real when he was listening to David talk about the program and the concepts of real estate investing. So he was ready to go. And it was during the holidays, just, you know, like when we finished our last training course and the last time we'd been to Lifestyles. And it was a pretty stressful holiday season because he was pushing me to join. And I was like, oh, I don't think so, Leo. And we both have offices in our home because we work out of our home. And he kept coming into my office just saying, we're going to sign up now. We're going to sign up. And I just had it. I was frustrated. I know he was too. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to either prove him right or wrong. I just have to do it. And so I had heard David Fisher during the two-day training. He talked about training members to become national award winners, independent rental owner awards nationally, statewide, locally. And I thought, well, that's pretty impressive, but, you know, they could just say anything. So I thought, well, I'll go on Lifestyle's website and just check it out and see if I see these people's names. And I did, and I thought, okay, that doesn't convince me enough. I need to get it from some other source. And so what I did, I went into these awards are given by the National Apartment Association, National Apartment Association. So I thought, you know what makes sense? I'll just go in on their website, and I'll see if I see these Lifestyles members' names on their website. And I did. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I guess I've proven him right. So I had to go humble myself and go tell Leo that I was okay if we joined because we both wanted to be in or both not. So then from there, we got into 10 deals our first year. And then we got tapped, which meant we didn't have any more investment money. And it's frustrating because you see all these great deals coming across your desk and you can't invest in them. But then it's a good thing because your money is invested. So we did that. And then eventually we started refine on our properties where, like, let's say you put $100,000 in a deal. Well, you would refi and maybe you'd get the whole 100 initial investment back, 100,000, or maybe you get part of it, maybe 40,000, but you're still in the deal. You're not getting out of the deal. You're still in the deal. You're making cash flow. You've just done a refi. And so as those refis started coming in, then we just started getting exponential growth of how many communities we were invested in. And so we ended up getting into 29, you know, from the 10. So it does keep growing, you know, as time goes on. So we've been thrilled with our passive income, and we are covering our expenses now, which is a wonderful, peaceful feeling. I guess you call that financial independence, thanks to Lifestyles and all that you guys have done for us. And, yeah. Al, you know, if I can take a minute, I really, you know, COVID hit. We weren't on an island all alone. We were with a real estate investing group with strong leadership. And people that aggregate of all the members have been in for, you know, a number of years. And we just so much appreciate you and Dale and Lynn educating us on the radio, you know, about the CDC regulations as apartment owners, because we certainly want to be educated and do what's right. And we were, you know, educated to work with our residents and give them payment plans for somebody that was really having a hard time and had truly lost their job, and they just needed a help spacing out the payments on paying for their rent. And just how you taught the leads to be prudent and build up more cash reserves and maybe not necessarily distribute right now, but save some money. I mean, the properties were still cash flowing. They were still making money, but we just wanted to hold back and be prudent. And just your education on taking care of our residents, like teaching them to coordinate with churches and schools and provide lunches, and for the residents to learn how to get unemployment benefits if they were unemployed, and just educating them on job postings. And just all the meetings that you had with the leads, just ongoing, still going on through this crisis, through this pandemic, and then also letting the passives, which is what we are, let us know what's going on. So we just can't thank you guys enough. And really, Lifestyles was set up to do virtual meetings before COVID, so they were able to easily just kick in-person meetings to virtual meetings. And that's been a great way to still network with fellow passives or with leads. They're the ones that sponsor the deals. They're the ones that buy the deal, and they're the ones that either manage it or hire a third-party management to manage the property. So we've been able to hook up with one of them and meet some people we didn't know, and also see properties that members have bought and they've rehabbed and they've had success. And we've been able to see them just sitting in our office in Texas, all over the state, or all over the USA. So we really do appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, it's members like you that create the dynamics that we all get the opportunity to experience. And we come back from the break, we're going to get back into their story. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, you've already missed a lot of great information, because Peggy and Leo, who are longtime members of Lifestyles Unlimited, they've been members for about 6 years. They've been giving us the inside scoop on how they've been able to change the direction of their life and get from a place where they were working crazy hours, dreading going to work, dreading having to stay late at work, to a lifestyle now where they come and go as they please. They do what they want to do when they choose to do it, and they're able to finance their lifestyle based on the cash flow that comes from the investments that they've made in real estate. So let's go back to the fall of 2018, because that was the pivotal point in your life where you realized that a significant change had occurred in your finances. What happened in the fall of 2018?
Well, Al, I was just looking at our expenses and our income and just going, wow, we're covering everything. And we still had extra money for play money. And it was just like, oh, wow, we're financially independent. It was just such a great, great feeling. I don't think I've ever been there, you know, that I never. So we can thank Lifestyles for that. And we're still doing well.
Were you kind of, You know, now I realize you're a banker and you're more detailed than I'm probably am with all my finances, but I'm just picturing myself being in your shoes and I'm thinking there's got to be something wrong with the accounting here. This can't possibly be true. Were you second guessing it at any time, or did you just flat out know this is it? This is the golden ticket.
No, I think I knew because we, you know, have been getting distributions through the years and kind of had a grip on what was going on. So it just, and we knew that was the goal, and we knew that it would come at some point. We didn't know when, but really, I guess it was like 3.5 years from when we got in and really started investing that we became financially independent. So we never dreamed that before we hooked in with Lifestyles. So we're glad that we did.
Oh, we're glad that you guys did too, because you're a huge inspiration for those of us in the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I mean, everybody knows who you guys are, and I'm not trying to make you guys blush or anything, but you know, you're just the type of people that we have a tendency to run into and get to know within our community. And what I want to do is I want to ask you guys a kind of a personal question. Are you okay with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As long as we get to keep our clothes on.
Man, I knew you were going to be trouble today, Leo.
Al, he always is. He always is.
So where? I'm sorry, I got to stop laughing here. You totally nailed me with that one. Where did you guys get the money from in order to make these investments in real estate?
Well, we actually sold our stock portfolio is what we did.
And was there any regrets when you were doing that? Did you have people saying, what are you guys doing? You're nuts. You shouldn't be doing that sort of thing.
Well, there were regrets because we had to take some losses with us trading the stock options and all. And we still owned some stock that had gone down in value. So it was kind of painful, but at the point we did it, we were just so ready, and it was like, let's just get it done, and, you know, got it done in one day and cashed out. And then we had to wave goodbye to the firm that taught us how to trade the options. We'd made some friends there, too. But then we were excited because we had a new adventure and something that looked very promising, and just knew that we were going to get into some awesome tax benefits like deferring income. And like the 1031 exchange, where you can sell something and defer tax on that if you trade into something when you sell that into another piece of real estate that's worth more, you know, things like that. So we were pretty excited about that. So it worked out pretty good.
You guys have any regrets doing that?
No, I don't. Do you,
nope.
Leo?
not one bit. I wish we'd have done this about 20 years ago, you know, at least.
So when you guys were trading options, now I did some stock trading on my own. You know, I taught myself how to do that. And, you know, like you, spent probably some time and some treasure to figure out how to do that. But my experience with trading stocks was that I spent a lot of time focused on it. I mean, I was living on the West Coast. The markets there opened at 6:30 in the morning. And I found that I had to have all my research done before that market opened at 6:30 so that I could capitalize on a particular stock trade that I wanted to do. Many times just finding that by the time I was able to log onto my computer, that stock price had already gone way beyond my buy point. I mean, was that kind of what it was like for you guys when you were trading options?
We did another approach, and it was probably the more conservative end of that. We originated the stock. So what I mean by that, we would buy the stock and then we would sell the puts and the calls. And we were given a list of stocks that they recommended buying. And so it kind of took that emotion out of it. We just went ahead and we bought our stock, you know, X amount of shares. And then we were asked to buy that stock out for 10 months unless we were called out. And when you're called out, it's kind of like you're selling the stock. So it was pretty structured. And it was like a once a month deal for us to do that. So that, but I can see where, like, if you're doing that day trading, boy, that would just be exhausting. I could see that, you know, and you'd feel like you had to be there all the time. And really, with the real estate, it's like with us being passive, we just, you know, the lead investor, the sponsor investor, they go out, they find the property, they get the loan. The loan might pay for 80% of the price of the property, and then we as passives put in the money for the rest of the 20%. And, you know, once you do all that, then the lead takes over and they manage the property or find a company that does that. And then we just sit back and we, you know, we used to have to walk to the mailbox. Now we don't even have to go outside our house. We can just look in our account for our deposit, you know, for our income. And then we just read the reports every month and go to a few meetings if we want to. We don't even have to go to the meetings, but the meetings are a great way to have fun, like we are with Al today on this call, and meet people and meet other leads and other passives. So it's pretty easy. And, you know, another thing, we've both had surgery since we've gotten into lifestyles, and the income keeps coming. I mean, it's like somebody else is working on the property, making it work, bringing in the income. The residents are paying their rent. And so if something happens to one of us, the income keeps coming in. Whereas, like, if you were doing what you were talking about, Al, day trading, you've got to be there on that computer placing those trades. So yeah. We love how it's just easy these days.
Yeah, I like how it's easy, too. You know, it's amazing that real estate, when you do it correctly, and even if you're on the, you know, the lead investor side of the equation, all of the lead investors that I know, and I know a lot of them, you know, their actual time commitment to the property isn't as great as many people would think it is. Hey, but we're getting ready to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to get more insider information. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So Peggy and Leo are what I consider highly sophisticated and highly accredited investors. They're investors in a lot of different apartment communities all across the United States, if I've got that correct. Are you guys mainly in Texas, or have you gotten outside of Texas to invest?
Haven't quite gone out of state yet, but we would love to, you know, if the opportunity or when the opportunity presents itself.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of curious about that. I know you guys own something like, I don't know, 4,500 units worth of property, which is, by the way, that is technical term for a big portfolio. And you guys have seen a lot of different things with the investing that you do. Tell me about what your favorite investment was. Tell me about the deal, what it did for you, and maybe why it's your favorite deal.
We've got one. I think it just blows my mind. This particular deal we got into is we got into it at the end of 2016, And it's a 180-unit apartment complex located in Pasadena, Texas, which is south of Houston near the shipyards. And the lead that bought it got it at a really good price, this particular property. He had two apartments that were back-to-back that the owner owned, and he put them together and made one apartment complex. He upgraded it and spent tons, got a lot of money into the deal, got the thing. It's a deep value play. And even during the deep value play, even before we ever refinanced, he was already paying us, it was right around about 15% cash on cash. I was like, geez, I thought these things were supposed to wait for 2 years and then refinance and get all of them. Anyways, we went along. Well, what happened is Hurricane Harvey hit. And out of those 180 units, 90 of them flooded about up to halfway up your calf. And I was very concerned about the circumstance. And he got back out to the passes and let everybody know that they had it under control. But one of the things they did that I thought was pretty smart is they ended up going in and the people who were the residents, a lot of them couldn't go to work because they everything was flooded out. The refineries down there were shut down because it was too flooded. And so what this lead investor did, he went out and he got the people that were not working, and hell, he employed them and got them all, everybody working, picking up all the rubbish and garbage and pulling out sheetrock that needed a sheetrock out and put them to work. And in the meantime, ended up getting about three different construction companies. Now, how he got those, I don't know at the time. He has good contacts. But got that and got the thing fixed up, believe it or not, in a 8 to 9 month period back to where it was before and even better. And was at least the net operating income, and fixed a lot of other stuff in this apartment complex. He goes and refinances it, and we ended up getting 133% of our money back. And I'm like, are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. I was so worried that we were, it took some doing. But he, so we had 133% of our money back. Then after that, we were making 14% cash on cash, as if we'd never refinanced all the money out of it. Like if it was $100,000, we were getting $14,000 a year, even though we've already gotten tax-free $133,000. And I was just, and this thing's probably up into the 180% return, up over and beyond our original investment. And I'm just like, God, you got to be kidding me, man. I can't believe this actually happened. I mean, it just, it's just people, it's hard to believe it, but that was just, it was such an unbelievable circumstance. I always remember that. And every time I see those lead investors, they want to come up and shake hands. I said, you ain't getting a shaking hands. I said, we hug for you. It's just incredible, And so this property just cash flows like a slot machine. These people manage the property the way they ought to. It's like they have not missed a beat. And so we're just happy to be in. That's one particular property. We got other properties. We got other stories too that are great. Another one is we were down in Austin and bought into a Class C apartment complex. And after 2 years, we got an unsolicited offer. And we had a 50% gain on top of our equity that we invested. But the lead investor got back with us and said, hey, listen, I've got a broker that's got three guys that are having problems getting along. They own two apartment complexes. One's in Austin, one's in San Antonio. The one in San Antonio is 83% leased and it's distressed. Y'all want to trade into it. And so we said, yeah. And so we traded into these two apartment complexes. Well, after 9 months, they had this property up to 95% leased up, fixing up all the units, cash flow. And we ended up, after a year, ended up refinancing the thing and got back like 40% of our cash on that particular deal. Now, you got to understand, half our equity went to the Austin apartment, and the other half went to traded into the San Antonio property. Well, we ended up getting 40% back on the property that was the original cost basis back on that. So, and it was cash flowing, and it still is. And this lead ended up getting it to where they got 7 years interest only, if you can believe it or not. I'm like, are you kidding me? I haven't seen that. And so then, and that's been a great property. And then the one that was in Austin, the other property, well, it was about a month after we were got into this thing, I was reading something in some article, and it was about this company, Oracle, had set up their second headquarters down in Austin, and they finally decided that they wanted to buy this property. It's down by the river, and I was sitting there, and I could see a map of it, looking at it like you're from an airplane view, and I thought, well, that looks like, that's looks like where our apartments might be. And so anyways, I calculated it on MapQuest, and we were like about a quarter mile from this, where their Oracle was moving in with 10,000 high-paying jobs. And I tell you what, I was just jumping up and down. I thought, man, we just died and gone to heaven. It was just, and it's really, the property in San Antonio is cash flowing. It's 19% cash on cash. The property in Austin is cash flowing. That's a 10% cash on cash. And the one in Austin, we're going to refinance coming up here next year. And anyway, it's just, you know, I'm like, wow, I can't believe we've increased our equity so much. We've refinanced, got money back on it. We're getting ready to get more back. And I'm just like, man, what a, I was kind of concerned about what we were going to trade into. And man, it just, I saw that lead investor about a year later. He says, Leo, how you doing? I said, I'm doing good. I said, I'm kind of mad at you. And he said, why, Leo? And I said, because, I said, if I'd have known that property in Austin was going to be close to where that Oracle's moving in, I said, I'd put a lot more money in there. I said, I'm mad at you for that. He goes, Leo, he says, I didn't know, I couldn't prove it. I had heard rumors they might move in. He says, but I couldn't tell you that. And I was just like, I said, I know, I'm just teasing you. But it was just, it's just some amazing investments. We've got some other deals that were down in South Dallas where we refinanced out 101% and cash flow on this property, excellent, incredibly. And it's right down, there's two properties. Both of them are down around I-35 and I-20. And this guy has brought these C-class properties, C-minus, up to where they're C-plus, cash flowing. One refied at 101% back to us. Another one refied at 103% money back to us. We have an incredible amount of cash reserve on the side. And also, this thing cash flows to us right around 12%, both of them. And also, the great thing is, I don't know if you've been watching it or not, but there's just a phenomenal, about every other day, every at least once a week, there's another distribution fulfillment center going in down around I-35 and 20. And a lot of that's coming up from Houston because what's happened is you've got the Panama Canal is widened, and you got all these ships coming into Houston. And Dallas at I-35, I-45, and 20, and all along 20, it's just turned into the crossroads of America. And I'm like, wow, you know, distribution warehouses don't use that much employment, you know, on a 500,000 square foot warehouse, and they may have, you know, a couple hundred people, but you get a fulfillment center, you might end up having 1,000 people in there. And it is just, these properties have just really stayed full, and just the lead has done just a stupendous job on both of these. And I don't know, we're just it blows my mind some of the deals we're in, all the properties we get. And you know, maybe if we didn't get 100% of our money back, we're always getting 50%, you know, 60%, 70%, 30% cat when they refinance, and we're still getting great cash flows. All the leads have been really, they've saved their money where we got these huge cash reserves in case rainy day comes, like we thought was going to happen here with the COVID. And these properties are still doing good. So our property's doing good. Yes, where they're doing good, and we've been pleased with it. And we just pray that it keeps on going like this. You know, so.
Wow. You know what? You just got me all pumped up, Leo. Hey, Peggy, Leo, we're out of time. I wish I had another hour to spend with you, but we don't. So those of you wanting to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.